2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Good morning. KSL News Time is 6 o'clock. It is Wednesday, the 21st day of October. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, downtown, 48 degrees.
Crash-free and delay-free so far on our roadways. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Utah Firewatch on KSL News Radio.
Rocky Mountain Power warning this morning, warning some customers in Summit County they may shut off their power to cut down the wildfire risk.
KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live with more. Mary?
Conditions are dry and dangerous, and wind can blow debris into power lines and spark more fires. So Rocky Mountain Power spokesman Spencer Hall says a blackout, possibly today and tomorrow, would be a proactive step to avoid catastrophe.
Now, we're not there yet. We're going to be watching, and this would only affect about 2,000 customers, but we want those customers to be ready.
This would be those customers in the Sundance and Summit Park communities of Summit County. Rocky Mountain Power saying update that emergency contact information so they can get the word out quickly if they need to. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
We're still following at least two significant fires that are still burning right now in our area. First, firefighters say they're getting close to full containment of the Fire Canyon fire. That's in Summit County. That's at 70% containment with about 1,500 acres burned so far. In Provo Canyon, the Range Fire is still burning as well. The last update we had from firefighters there had the fire at 10% contained with about 3,500 acres burned.
A legislative panel endorsed a proposal that would increase penalties for repeat or extreme DUI offenders. Extreme offenders are drivers with a blood alcohol level of 0.16 or greater, or who have multiple drugs in their system. 19 other states have similar laws on the books. The bill will go before committee early in the 2021 legislative session.
Parents were given 15 minutes to comment on emails and text messages between members of the Salt Lake City School Board. KSL-TV's Brittany Tate reports some of those messages appear unprofessional and may have violated Utah's open meetings laws.
We reached out to all seven board members, giving them an opportunity to comment. It was only Nemelka who chose to take our invitation. Now, before their public board meeting, we do know that there was a closed-door meeting. In that private meeting, we also know that both litigation and talk of character were addressed.
Those emails and text messages were discovered by a parent who filed a public records request after the board voted to return to school using only virtual classes.
If you're headed to Provo, you still need a mask, even though the city is getting rid of its mask mandate. City Council member George Handley voted to repeal the mandate last night so people wouldn't get confused with state requirements, which say you have to wear face coverings in most public places.
This is not an abdication of our own responsibility or any expression of change of heart about the seriousness of the pandemic or the importance of mask wearing and social distancing.
Provo saw a surge in coronavirus cases after tens of thousands of college students went back to class this summer.
President Trump going after a journalist again.
This time it's 60 Minutes correspondent Leslie Stahl. ABC White House correspondent Cecilia Vega has more.
Now in the president's line of fire, the show 60 Minutes. He did a sit down with Leslie Stahl, the journalist at the White House yesterday. It appears he was not very happy with how it turned out. He is talking about it on Twitter. He is threatening to now release what he says is the full interview before it actually airs on Sunday. But this is one of those continual points of frustration for people close to the president who wish he would stay focused and talk about the one issue they see as the winning issue for him, the economy in this final stretch.
Former President Obama returning to Philadelphia for the first time in person in the 2020 campaign event for Joe Biden. He'll be speaking today at a drive-in rally where supporters will listen to him over the radio inside their cars. This format underscores the challenge Democrats face in generating enthusiasm and getting out the vote in a year when they're chosen small socially distanced events instead of big rallies. Meanwhile, President Trump continues to target key battleground states. He was in Pennsylvania yesterday, headed to North Carolina today.
Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett has submitted her written responses to questions from the Senate Judiciary Committee. ABC News legal analyst Royal Oak says Judge Barrett didn't say much about issues that may eventually come before the court.
The judge's written responses shed little light on voting issues. She refused to say if a president should encourage illegal voting activity or if communities of color have a harder time accessing ballots.
The Judiciary Committee will vote tomorrow on whether to send the nomination to the full Senate.
KSL weather with Kristen Van Dyke. One last day of warmer than normal temperatures.
Lots of changes in store for our forecast. Today we'll go into the mid-70s for highs, keeping our temperatures about 10 to even 20 degrees above average for many of us. But then tomorrow a cold front approaches and that brings in a dramatic drop in those temperatures. But the biggest change is going to be this weekend when the storm system moves in. Sunday night into Monday we could be looking at a widespread freeze for the Wasatch Front.
Kristen says our highs on Sunday and Monday, how about 45 degrees?
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.